Who do you say that I am? This is Jesus' question for the disciples and for us in today's gospel. The structure of the question in the original Greek emphasizes the word you. So it really reads, "And you, who do you say I am?" This is a very personal and a very important foundational question in the early church. For the first century Christians, this question caused them to remember again and again whom they were following, how they were cooperating with God's plan, and for whom they were risking their lives. It is just as important for us today. When we hear this question today, we tend to repeat the formulas that Christianity has repeated for centuries. Jesus is the Son of God made man, the Savior of the world, the Redeemer of the human race. All of these things are absolutely true, but unfortunately, we can too often fall into the habit of repeating these professions without properly allowing them to transform our everyday lives. To an early Christian, these proclamations meant everything, and in the wrong company, they could mean the difference between life and death. Today it is more common to risk our eternal life by living our lives in a manner that demonstrates a lack of understanding of who Jesus Christ really is, or in a way that shows that we have heard but never responded to his call in our lives. We can risk our eternal death by living our lives without the proper concern for the plan God has created for our individual lives. Today, too many self-proclaimed Catholics ignore the design God has made for their own salvation. This ignorance, willful or not, is the origin of common oxymorons like pro-choice Catholic, same-sex marriage, physician-assisted suicide, contraception, premarital or extramarital sex, all of which contradict the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and his church and are always disordered, always immoral, and always wrong. Our world today is full of contradictions. People recognize Christ as God, but yet they don't make him the center of their lives. We acknowledge him as the divine Redeemer, yet our lives are still motivated by selfishness and not the selfless love of Christ on the cross. We claim to live like a, quote, good person, while at the same time, we reject the teachings of the same Catholic Church that Jesus established in order to get us all to heaven. In the end, each one of us will have to stand before Christ as he looks into our hearts and asks, "Who do you say that I am?" The answer to this question must be written in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, professed with our lips and clearly seen in the quality of our lives. St. Peter answers to Jesus' question in today's gospel. It is simple and direct. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter doesn't speculate about Jesus' identity. He doesn't care what others are saying about Jesus. Peter proclaims who Jesus truly is for the first time in Matthew's gospel. He is the Messiah, the long-awaited King of the Jews. But more than that, Jesus is God himself who comes into the world for our redemption. Jesus is the Son of the living God. Jesus tells us that Peter's answer was revealed to him by God, so that he might not only know it in his heart, but willingly proclaim it to the world. It is this knowledge of who Jesus really is that leads Peter and the other apostles to give up everything, including their lives, to follow him. It is this knowledge of who Jesus is that gives Peter the faith to accept Jesus' call and his teachings, even when they are difficult or hard to understand. Nothing would be the same in Peter's world now that he knows who Jesus is. So who do we say that Jesus is? If we believe in our hearts that Jesus is the Son of the living God, that changes everything for us as well. It means the infinite and eternal God took on human flesh because he loved us to redeem us and save us from our sins. It means that every word that Jesus spoke is truth and has infinite value, giving us unprecedented insight into who God is and the fabric of reality. His sermons and parables take on new meaning. They are lessons of what it means to be human from the author of humanity himself. It means we must pay attention to Jesus, and it means that we should be willing to give up everything in order to follow him. Jesus meant what he said in today's gospel. He established his church upon the rock, which is St. Peter, and the Holy Spirit will ensure that the gates of hell will never prevail against it. That church is still here, being led by Peter's successor, the Bishop of Rome, Pope Francis. Jesus gave his church the divine power to bind and loose sins in his name through the sacrament of reconciliation. This authority comes to the office of the Pope from Jesus Christ himself in today's gospel. Do you really want to know who Jesus is? Look to the church that he founded. Look to the church that is his mystical body here on earth. Look to the one holy Catholic and apostolic church led by Peter and his successors. As we prepare our hearts and minds to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, let us pray that our Lord will continue to fill us with his grace in order that we might be transformed into the saints that we are meant to be. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.